Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here, VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to a, pretty cool tutorial. I've been getting a lot of requests to do this tutorial, and so I don't really think this counts as a tutorial, but you guys asked for it, so, you know, I'm taking a week off after I publish this. Okay, so we released a, great new product called ProScores, and there's this promo video that we put together. And in the beginning, we have this little thing. People have been calling it the spinny thing. I named it the spin-a-ma-jig. You guys can call it whatever you want, but bottom line is people have been asking about it, so we'll take care of it right now. Here's what we're creating. All right. Pretty easy. We're going to create a new composition, and we'll do widescreen square at 24 frames per second, and maybe we'll make it 800 frames long and choose OK. And we'll create a new solid. This is advanced stuff here, and we'll choose OK. We'll do effect, noise, fractal noise, and we create some cool stuff. We're going to change the type to dynamic, and it kind of looks like bubbly, and that's good. And we'll just turn the contrast up a bit, the brightness down. And then we'll take the ellipse tool, and we just want to create a good ellipse. And then hit F, and we're going to feather the mask. Now, we might get a weird edge, so we want to change this to none. And that way the background layer doesn't get blended. So like if this were a different color, say like red, and this is set to normal, we can see a fringe, I'll change that to none. I had to use one of those stress balls to figure that out. It's so stressful. Okay, so we have the basic part of this spin thing, and we also want to go ahead and make a black solid background. And maybe bring the mask expansion in just a little bit. And we want to animate the evolution. So we keyframe the evolution here, or just alt click and do time times 250. And that takes the current time, multiplies it by 250. And as we go forward, it animates. And that way we get a little bit of that, smooth animation in that little spin thing. Now, to make this look cool, we need to make multiple layers. So we'll duplicate it, hit U, change the time to, negative 250, and, plus 500. And that way, it creates a different phase, and we'll change the transfer mode to screen. Now, we'll focus on the second copy right now. We'll invert it. And so it kind of creates a different look. And we'll turn the contrast up and bring the brightness down. And the scale, bring the scale down. And we'll tint it like a red color. You know, you can tint it pretty much any color you want. This is sort of an accent color. And so that you have just a little bit of variation. Now on this one, we can bring the brightness down, till we like it, and maybe the contrast up. And that looks pretty good. Then we'll create an adjustment layer, and we'll choose Effect, Blur, CC Radial Blur. Now, if you don't have this, which you should, it's on your After Effects install. If not, you can use the Radial Blur, and this one works okay. It just kind of spins the image out. And you're probably thinking there was some magic trick, but it's just this little filter. And the reason I don't use the radial blur is because it looks a little noisy, even if you set it to high quality. And I like to use the radial blur. Turn that up. Scratch, by the way, is the same as spin. Quality here, you can change that and get some different stuff. So, looking at that closely, can look pretty interesting. And then we add a brightness contrast on top of it, or a curves adjustment in that case, and we can give it a little bit more of a harsher look. And if we play around with the scale of the fractal noise, you can add more or less detail into the spin object. So we'll just do a quick preview of that is the key. Now, we'll take this comp 3, we'll call it spin thing, orb, and we'll drop it into a new comp. Look at that. We'll go ahead, create a background color in here. Black's fine. And we'll change the transfer mode, F4, to screen. And we'll make it a 3D layer, F4, and we turn that on. We'll take the text tool, we'll type video copilot. Or you could put your own favorite website in there, although I assume it will be video copilot. Just lie to me. All right, now we have this orb. We'll put it on top and we'll duplicate it and we'll move it forward and then rotate it and maybe offset the time. And then duplicate it once more and move it forward and offset the time. Then we'll create a camera. And what's cool now is we can sort of fly through these layers. Now, I'm thinking they're a little bit spread out, so let's just get them a little closer together. And we'll reset the camera. And we'll go ahead, hit P and A, set a keyframe for the camera position, and then move forward and push in. And then once we get there, say here, go forward a little bit further and move the camera in just a little bit. And so this way, we travel far quickly, and then when we get there, we just sort of move, you know, we dolly forward just a little bit. Now, here's a cool way you can get this animation to be smooth. So in the middle of this very basic tutorial, I'm also going to show you one good tip. If you right-click on these and choose Keyframe Assistant, let's see, a little bit off-screen. Right-click, Keyframe Assistant, change it to Easy Ease In. And that way, it fades into that and linearly animates forward. So if you look at the keyframe, we smooth and then it plays forward. So we'll go and play that back and you'll see what I'm talking about. So, you know, play around with the animation, but not too bad. Now, to give it more specific coloring, what you can do is go into the comp here, click on the adjustment layer, and, you know, add a curves adjustment, maybe turn the blue channel up, green channel down a bit, and in the final comp, you'll see just some different variations. Also, you can see when it gets too close to the camera, it gets a little blocky. So if you turn on the depth of field, which it seems to be on, and just turn it up just a small amount, that way when it gets close to the camera, it will fade away. And you know, with just a little bit of work, you can create something like this. And so here I just have, you know, a lot more detail and more contrast on the orb or the spin thing, whatever we're calling it. So we just turn up the contrast and turn the scale down and maybe, you know, turn the spin amount up some. And so it's a little bit more sparse and, you know, anyway, you can check out my settings if you download the project file. And if you're really looking to jazz it up, just take the back copy and duplicate it. And then you have two Andrew Kramer here, VideoCopilot.net. I will see you next time.